Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Paris back there. When you have two returners back on a kickoff, what's the difference there? What's the benefits of that?
Just more personnel driven, you know, depending on the formations that we use, depends on who we have up, who's available, and you know, and just being able to get his speed on the field definitely helps. And we're moving in a better direction when it comes to that.
Because of using two, or what?
Yeah, just having a little bit more speed on the field.
What do you think of Paris's
return?
It wasn't bad. We could have blocked it up better, but no, it was what I expected. Even though it's clean as I wanted it to be, it wasn't. And then for him to get to where he got to, without it being clean and just using natural run skills, that's kind of what we were expecting from him. So we just got to get better, just up front, just making sure that we're finishing blocks, being in the right spots, taking better angles, just details of our job. That's it.
Why didn't you give Jameson Crowder, why didn't he get more of a look at punt returner here?
You know, all those guys were back there, you know, returning kicks every day, returning punts every day. It was just more of trying to get Eric Gray comfortable. You know, we knew what Jameson was. You know, he's done it in the past, and we knew he had the ability to do it. But, you know, just trying to get Eric back there comfortable doing it again.
T-Mac, is it fair to say that Jamie's taking the next step this year? And what do you attribute that to?
You know, yeah, he's definitely taking a step forward. I think I attribute it to him just getting more comfortable in who he is, and just trying to use his skill set better. You know, those rugby guys, I mean, they're different. Like, Jamie's one of the best ball strikers I've ever coached, and he can hit a variety of different punts, you know. So just trying to do a better job as a coach managing him, trying to put him in a position where he feels comfortable. And he's not thinking, he's just letting that muscle memory kick in. And but he's done a really good job of developing his routine and, you know, coming out here and just working hard and just trying to work at the different types of kicks that he has.
Was that a change that you guys made, like just intentionally saying, all right, Jamie, we're going to let you, you know, give you a little bit more freedom to do some of the things that you're more comfortable? Because that style seemed to be out of his game last year.
Yeah, I mean, it's something we definitely, you know, we went towards last year. If you remember the last part of the year, we used it a couple times. And, you know, just, again, allowing him to mature as a pro with, you know, and just understanding who he is as a coach and just trying to put him in the best position where he can maximize his talents and his abilities.
T-Mac, back to Crowder for a second. And he's made a couple of big plays for Washington. Did you still think he had that in him?
Yeah, I mean, he's a good player. I mean, Jameson, I'm not going to take anything away from Jameson. Jameson's a really good player. And he did a good job while he was here. You know, he's at Buffalo, he's done it. You know, Jets, he did it. So, yeah, he's having a good year. He is. I mean, he had a 61-yarder last week. That was a big return, you know. So, no, he's doing a good job for him.
T-Mac, this is more of a general philosophical question, not related necessarily to you, but you got a couple teams in the league this year that went away from veteran kickers who've been very, very successful and consistent, obviously with Gould in San Francisco and Folk in New England. And so far, six games in, it hasn't looked like it's worked out for either team. Mm-hmm. You guys have a really good veteran here, obviously, who's been doing it for a bit. How difficult is that when management or whatever wants to go make a change there and maybe sees a young guy, they want to try to get younger, longer, whatever it is, when you know you have something good already in hand?
Yeah, I mean, that part of it, the decision, that's out of my hands.
Yeah, but I just mean, how difficult, as you as a coach, you know, I'm not looking for you to comment on right. New England or anything like that. I'm just saying, how difficult is that when you... Are you a guy that wants to fight for the guy that's been doing it for you?
You always want to have the veteran guy. I mean, when you have a proven guy, like, you don't ever want to give away a proven guy. Like, you get a guy that's done it for a long time, because, you know, I tell people this all the time. It's like, you know, once you get on the kicker train, the destination is unknown. So when you're on that train that's been steady and you know the destination, you know exactly where you're going, you like to ride on that train. When you get one, you really don't know. You think you know, but you really don't know until you know. You could be anywhere. You can look up and you could be halfway across the world, you know, before you find another one. You know, so it's just, that kicker train is dangerous. It can take you anywhere.
I was going to say, how much are you happy that you're not on the kicker train?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Trust me. I love it.
On the play at the end of the half there, mm-hmm. and situations like that, how much are you involved knowing where it's a tight situation? Hey, we're going to need X amount of seconds to run our guys out there. And do you discuss the play calling in that moment with them?
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of, you know, we practice stuff every day. Like today, we'll literally go through one of the same situations. We do it every Thursday. And, you know, we talk about it. And, you know, it's just... We got guys that we are all talking about at the same time. We kind of know what we're going to do and how we're going to do it, how we're going to handle it. But there's definitely a plan, you know, going into those situations. And we're talking constantly on the headsets, like throughout the whole drive. Like, it's, you know what I mean? It's not just like we get down there and we just start to talk about it. We're talking about it all the way through the drive. So.
What makes Tressway like so challenging to field, and how do you get Eric prepared for that?
Yeah, well, the good thing about it is Eric sees it every day in practice with Jamie. Like, they're the same style of punter, big lefty power punter. So that's the good thing for us. Another good thing is that we practice out here in these elements in the wind, even though it's beautiful today. I haven't had any wind the last 2 days, and it's going to be 36 mile an hour gust on Sunday. But you know, that's part of it. You know, we get him ready, because Tress, you know, I was explaining to the guys today in the meeting, like, he gets great direction, he's going to paint the stripes, then, you know, he'll hit one short, it might roll for 15, 20 yards, and then he'll hit one deep, you know, and that's just who he is. And they do a really good job of covering. Their gunners are really good, their interior's good, and that's why he's been in Pro Bowl a couple times the last 2 years.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.